This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. Amos was not a professional prophet, nor did he grow up in a prophet's home. His profession was agriculture. He was a shepherd and cared for an orchard of sycamore fig trees. He didn't seek the position of prophet. He was, as it were, arrested by God and commissioned to go and prophesy to Israel. According to the book of Amos, chapter 7, verses 10 through 13, the priest Amaziah opposed him. He sent a message to Jeroboam the king, accusing Amos of conspiring against him and his people. Then he confronted Amos in verses 12 through 13 and said, "Get out, you seer, go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel. This is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom." What the priest was saying is, the king calls the shots around here. In reflecting on this, an impact thought developed in my mind. I rechecked the context to be sure it was well-founded. It came to me in the form of a question. Who calls the shots in your life? Do you call them? Are you beholden to others? Or is God in charge? For Amos, God called the shots. Even in the face of fierce opposition, he obeyed God. He was bold in declaring God's warning. He fearlessly confronted evil and called for repentance. Sadly, the people of Israel didn't listen nor repent. They didn't follow his lead and suffered the consequences. Take heed to the message of this book. Be wise and follow Amos's example. The impact thought put positively would be, let God call the shots in your life. Now, to review these scripts for further study, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.